Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this final day of July. For those of you that are waiting for school to be 2 months away, guess what? It's going by really quick. So we start the month of August tomorrow, and it's good to greet you in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you are visiting with us today, we pray your God's blessing upon you and ask you to fill out the pew card in front of you and set that in the offering plate as those go by. We welcome the Suwan family. Now it's down to one third. It was one half. They have some... hopefully not all four are now sick. Okay. They had one sick child, two sick child, a third sick child, but Paisley left. So Jason and Becky are with us from the Dominican Republic, sharing about the ministry they're involved in Freedom International. We can be praying for the children that are not feeling well because they are due to hop on a plane and fly down to Florida. Once they finish sharing at 10:30, they have to leave to make it to the airport. So they'll be sharing with us, and we thank you for taking the time to be here in your busy schedule. Please check out the announcements you'll find in the bulletin on page 6. Community meal this week is hosted by one of our meal teams, so volunteers are welcome to come share in that serving. Habitat for Humanity has a couple of different things going on. Many people evidently drove by the church on Friday and Saturday mornings, and you might have seen or heard some crews working at the storage building. We are making playhouse kits, and we'll have more of that information in the visitor, but we're basically assembling everything to go in a playhouse kit, and we're making 6 of those as a fundraiser. And then this coming Friday, August 5th, hopefully at 8 a.m., anybody that wants to help, we're going to begin the construction on the newest Habitat home in Fulton County. That is at 908 Zenobia Street in Wauseon. And all the beam and joist and decking material is there. So we're looking for any volunteers. I've had to call some of my friends in from Central Ohio, if that teases some of you to come. But if you want to be there, just let me know, and I'll hook you up more with time and details. Oh, there's one or two children amongst us, and we're really looking forward for Matt showing or sharing the children's message with us. So if you are 41 through 49 years of age, I also invite you to be a part of the children's message, if that's okay with you, Matt. Okay? With that in mind, let us share the peace of Christ with one another.
Find a place,
guide us with your grace,
give us Our opening scripture comes this morning from Psalm 66. Come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth, and his praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for who you are and what you have done for us, that you listen to our prayers, you hear us in our distress. You're a God who comes down to us and is present with us, comforts us, gives yourself to us. Lord, we ask that you would prepare our hearts to receive what you have to tell us this morning, that by your words, then, our hearts would be filled with worship and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please rise if you're able, and let us sing our opening hymn of praise. Our opening hymn of praise is Glorify Thy Name. It is found on page number 29 in your red hymnal if you choose to follow along.
And I invite Jason and Becky, now joined by Paisley, once again to come forward.
Good morning. Thanks for letting us come and visit and share to be here with you guys. We are the same family that's on the bulletin. That is us, just a few years ago. A much updated picture of us. We are serving in the Dominican Republic. We are with a ministry called Freedom International Ministries. We do have four children. Our oldest will be 16 in a month, and then Paisley's 14, Stasia's 12, Moses is 9. There in the Dominican, I work on construction. We are building a school and apartment housing on our campus, and Becky works in the school as a teacher. So the mission at Freedom is to develop life-changing relationships with those most unlikely so they can become catalysts for change within the Dominican Republic. The method that we have chosen that we participated in is, as I said, building a school. This is a picture of our class this year. Our ministry has grown quite a bit, and we are thankful for the growth that we have had. Becky will share a story of an interaction she had with a student. I forgot this picture. So this is our campus. It has grown quite a bit in the 5 years we've been there. We have 47 of our 72 classrooms completed, and we are working on our fourth apartment building. That building in the center is our multi-use, where our children get the best meal of the day. They eat breakfast and lunch with us. That's a nice facility for recreation and gym class and things like that also.
Good morning. I just always love to be in front of the microphone, so I'll try and speak fast. It's so exciting to be here and to tell you about what happens in those 42 classrooms. So let me figure out, how do I do this? I don't know how to do this. Okay, Miss Becky is my name, and I taught art this past summer. So these are some of our 7th and 8th graders, and it was really exciting to teach them some skills that they might be able to use in the future. We have currently from pre-K 3 through 8th grade this year, and we work with our teachers, we work with students, we work with interns, we work with short-term mission groups that come down. So we have a broad spectrum of people that we disciple there at the school. Our students are the poorest of the poor in the Dominican Republic. They come from what is called a bate, or a sugarcane village. Their dads cut sugarcane out there for a living. So most of them are Haitian immigrants. This is a typical bate here. Just to give you an idea of where our students come from, most of them sleep in a one-bedroom. It's just a one-room house here. They have diseased water a lot of times. They don't take care of the water. They don't have plumbing in their own homes, so no running water in their home. They have to go get those from a water source, spotty electricity. So just a really destitute situation. We try and reach those that would be most unlikely to be able to glorify God with everything that they are. Again, I have to use it a little bit harder. I'd like to tell you today about one of our students. Her name is Fabiola. She's there in front of me. One day we were making bracelets in art class, and we asked them to choose a word that they wanted to put on their bracelet. When the teacher asked Fabiola, who's there in front of me, what her favorite word was, she was having a hard time. Fabiola couldn't think of a word that she wanted to put on her bracelet. So the teacher was asking her, well, Fabiola, why don't you put your own name, or maybe you could put your name, your mom's name on it, or maybe you could even have your name, but give it to your mom. And Junacy, the teacher, said that Fabiola said, my mom would never put my name on her wrist. Junacy was telling me how it just broke her heart that she wanted to communicate value and love to Fabiola. So the next day, I went to Fabiola, and I wanted to make sure that she knew what her worth was. Isaiah 43:1 says, but now this is what the Lord, your creator, says, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you from captivity. I have called you by name. You are mine. I wanted to communicate with Fabiola. You belong to somebody. I told Fabiola, Fabiola, your mom might not know your name, but I know your name. You are important. We love you here. And so the students that come to Freedom oftentimes have really rough home lives, but every day we just try and communicate the gospel to them, give them a place where they can be embraced every day. Fabiola has actually been with us since she was in pre-K 3. So you can see the halo around her there. So there have been many opportunities to speak into her life, and we want her just to be a change agent in her own culture as she grows and as she becomes what the Lord always wanted her to be. We've done this over the years through a lot of different methods. You can see Paisley, our daughter, and Fabiola there in the bottom picture. And then we visit the Bates during COVID time. We would go out there a lot because they couldn't come to school. We would find ways to go to them. And Fabiola is just one of the students that we minister to there. And we just couldn't do it without your help. This picture just reminds me of the partnership that we have here, that even though we're the ones on the field, we're the ones working in the school, we're the ones building the school, we just couldn't do it without you. So we just want to say thank you. And we're just so glad that we got to come and share a little bit more about what your funds and what your prayers are doing in the Dominican Republic.
So with that, when a child enters into the school at the age of three, when they get through high school and through the 12th grade, they'll spend 18,000 hours with us. That's a lot of time that we have to invest and to build relationships, to work through life issues with our students. Currently, we have 512 students in our school, and Fabiola is just one of the students that we get to interact with. There's a lot of missionaries, a lot of Dominican staff, and we have a lot of opportunities to impact and make a difference in these children's lives. Thank you. There's an email address and a phone number. If you guys have any questions or whatever, you guys could jot that down quick. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Don't forget your Bible. Thank you. I wouldn't know how to send it to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it is time for a children's moment. I'd like to have an invite to anybody who'd like to come up. If you have the name Emily, I invite you too. All Emilys. I know there's several Emilys in here, or if you're a twin. Oh, look at that. Oh. I was told that you were the mature one. Well, that's what most people say. You're in church. Well, good morning. How you doing? All right, Emily. All right. I'm going to talk about God's power, okay? And this is for all you folks, too. What I brought today was some boxes. I have a little box. I have a little bit bigger box and a really big box. Which one do you like? Which one would you play with? Would you play with the big box? I would. Well, you know what come in this box? There was a bunch of cups in this box, and I think this little box here, there were some shoes, and this box, there were some papers. The box each had a special purpose, right? Would you put your little tiny shoes in this box, or would you put them in the small box? Would you put them in this one? I would put them in this one because they would fit better. Emily, would you put some of your homework papers in this box or this little box? The big box. So you have a lot of homework too. Every box has a purpose, right? And you want to make sure you size it up correctly. Well, let's talk about God for a second here. I think sometimes we put God in a box. And I don't think we should. And let me explain that to you. I think sometimes that God puts a prayer or a thought in our hearts and our mind, and he wants us to come and talk to him. But I think sometimes we feel, you know what, it's too big to pray for, or it's not important. And we don't go to God with those prayers and those thoughts. We're putting God in a box, and we don't want to do that. You know, God is a very, very big person, right? He made the earth. He made all the grass. He made the birds. What else did God make? Did he make your little sister? No? Did he make your shoes? Yeah. So God's a pretty special person, right? All right, Emily, this is for you. All right, 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 9 says, no eye is seen, no ears heard, no mind is conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. What I'm asking you to do, and what I'm asking all my church family to do, is pray big so your faith can grow. you got to pray big. If God puts it on your heart and your mind, you got to pray for it, okay? Pray for our leaders of this community, our state, our country, our church. They need prayers too. So let's pray right now. All right, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful earth that you've created, the power that you've shown. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for the eyes that we can see, the ears that we can hear, and the minds that we can conceive, which you've prepared for us. And we thank you for the folks that are down in the DR dealing with the situations that go on down there. They are very truly blessed people. We ask you just to be with us this week. Let us pray big so our faith can grow in you. Amen. Thank you.
It was a good lesson, Matt, but I'm still trying to figure out how little girls' legs can twist and bend in so many different fashions. Wow. Something's happened to my body. I can't do that anymore. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, indeed, you are a big, big God. Scripture tells us, teaches us, that you are beyond our understanding. Your power, your grace, your love, your might, your authority, your creativity is beyond all that we can imagine, all that we can consider. And the glimpses that we receive in our daily lives, the glimpses we receive in the revelation of your word, the glimpses we receive and know and recognize through the act of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, it moves us to worship you. Worshiping on a Sunday morning, worshiping on a Tuesday afternoon or a Thursday evening, just be aware, even more aware of your greatness. You move us to worship you, and we worship you in these moments. We worship because of your love through Jesus Christ, who was crucified that we might have salvation, forgiveness of our sin. We recognize our sin. And Lord, as Psalm 66 speaks of, there's something within our heart that when we sin, we know that we have to put that aside, put that behind us through your love, through your grace. We thank you for the guidance and the counsel, the comfort of your Holy Spirit. A counsel and a comfort that sustains us and guides us through each and every day. Lord, we thank you for the ministry of the Suwon family and all the staff, the missionaries at Freedom International, and the many other missionaries and mission agencies that St. John's is blessed to support, both with dollars and with effort and energy and with prayer. Lord, we thank you that St. John's continues to be a light to the community and a light to the nation and a light to the world, all for your glory, all that your kingdom, that people would come to know you, no matter their earthly circumstances, to know the truth and the promise of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, continue to give us courage and inspire us to serve you. Lord, if we pray for the people listed in our concern list, we continue to pray for Judy's recovery. Lord, we pray for Chloe Merlett as she receives this new chemo. Lord, we pray that it would bring healing. We pray for Leah, Eric, Sarah, and Emma as they continue to go through Leah's treatments. We pray for Rod and Joyce as they'll make some more trips to the Cleveland Clinic and pray that further tests would reveal what's going on. Lord, we pray for Kurt Spotts and family as they will celebrate Paulette's life in a service this afternoon and also continue to claim the wonder of salvation and everlasting life through Paulette's faith in your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for Tracy and Sadi as they continue to wait for the next foot surgery. Lord, sustain them in this time. Lord, we pray for Nan Neal, who will be having surgery on Tuesday morning. We just pray for her recovery and for her healing. And Lord, we give to you each of our hearts, each of our minds, what touches us, what fills us, both with joy and with concern. Lord, we pray for your peace to be showered upon us in this time. Unite us together as we pray the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Please rise if you are able and let us sing our sermon hymn. Our sermon hymn is How Majestic Is Your Name. It is found on page number 30 in your red hymnal if you choose to sing along in there.